What's up and welcome to the Project Money Badger podcast. I'm Travis Vaughn. I'm your host, and this is a podcast where we talk about life domination and aggressively not giving a shit. If this is the first episode you're listening to, you definitely have absolutely no idea what a money badger is, so I'm going to tell you. So just like a honey badger will go out, mix it up with the cobra, or get after it with a grizzly bear that's 10, 12 times its size, a money badger goes after what it wants no matter how unrealistic the goal or the likelihood of success. So today we're going to talk about the difference between hustle and hustle. So to differentiate those two, we're going to break it down by hustle with a big H and hustle with a little H, okay? And I'm going to explain that in a second, but before I do, I'm going to say this. A shit ton of entrepreneurs today, in person, on social media, whatever, catch all kind of heat for hustling and trying to make sales. That's partly some quote-unquote salespeople or quote-unquote entrepreneurs' fault, but the majority of entrepreneurs and salespeople in the world are actually just making a living and trying to be successful with their life. Now, everything in life is literally sales. School is sales. Religion is sales. Non-for-profits are sales. Dating is sales. Business is sales. Everything in life is sales. If it helps you understand this a little bit better, swap out the word sales for persuasion. In school, if a teacher or professor expects a student to learn something, they could sit there and talk about it all day until they're blue in the face, but that doesn't mean that that student is going to actually retain the information or even absorb it in the first place. They have to be persuaded to learn. It has to be delivered in an interesting and understandable manner. Same thing with church and religion. Same thing with dating. When you are dating somebody, you're literally selling yourself to this other person in hopes to spend the rest of your life with that person. That is a hell of a long-term sales pitch, if you ask me. So just like all those are sales, business is sales too. So what we're talking about between hustle and hustle, hustle with the big H, is putting in work and getting after it. When I say putting in work and getting after it, I mean getting up and going to the gym, getting up and going to work, making your phone calls, meeting with clients, putting in work the right way, and providing some actual value to the world we live in. Hustle with the little H is what gives sales, business, and entrepreneurs bad names. Hustle with the little H is people trying to quote unquote hustle their way into some money. Those are the people who they want to put in some work, but not long term and not the right way. They're looking for a shortcut. They're looking for a get rich quick. They jump from job to job to job because they're trying to find the easy way out. On the surface, it seems like hustle with the big H and hustle with the little H both take confidence, which they do. They both take an immense amount of confidence to pull off. You have to be confident when you're putting in work the right way to gain client trust, just as much as you have to be confident when you're scamming people and hustling people to gain their trust, even though it's fake trust. They both take work. The work it takes for the little H is short term and dishonest. The work it takes for the big H is the real shit, the grind, the things that people don't want to do but do anyway because they're the right thing to do. It's actually serving a client, not just getting a quick sale. Another thing they both have in common is persuasion. It takes an immense amount of persuasion to do the little H hustle because you're persuading people of falsehoods and lies or half-truths, which are almost even worse. Persuasion with the big H comes from teaching and explaining and showing and educating people on how to make their lives and the lives of the people around them better. My favorite Jim Rohn quote is, "The pain of discipline weighs ounces, but the pain of regret weighs tons." What that's saying is do the right things first. Build your relationships and your business the right way first. Confidence can get you some short-term success, but if you want long-term and goal-obliterating success, it comes from confidence mixed with the big batch of integrity. And we're going to go over integrity a lot over the next episodes. But in a nutshell, this is what it means. And you can use this today to make a difference in your life. Go into every single interaction with the intention of doing everything you possibly can to add value to the other person you're talking to. I don't care if it's business, if it's a sales call, if it's marketing, if it's personal, if it's your relationship, if it's with your family, if it's with the guy serving you coffee at Starbucks. Go into every single interaction with the intention of doing everything you possibly can to add value to that other person. We've all heard of outworking everyone. This is going to make you out-integrity everyone. And when you out-integrity everyone else, you're going to absolutely obliterate your goals bigger, better, faster, and stronger than anybody else that you ever meet in your life. So for anyone listening to this who is an entrepreneur and you are hustling with a big H and truly know you're doing the right thing, put in the work, provide a crazy amount of value, out-integrity everyone else. And when you can master this, you will master being a money badger and not giving a shit about what negative critics and people who are trying to bring you down say about you. And that's the definition of success.